May one wear jewelry on Yom Kippur? The simple understanding, or there's a myth, I think, that we don't wear gold and jewelry on Yom Kippur because this somehow reminds us, or reminds the Kaddish Baruch Hu, of the Egel Hazav, of the golden calf. And the question is that really true? The Ramah in Siman Tafresh Yud Seif Dalet states that there is a custom to wear nice, clean clothing on Yom Kippur. Either it's because it is similar to the way the angels are, or it's similar to the clothes that tachrichin, shrouds, that someone that someone is buried in, and that will serve to break and humble the person's spirit, humble the person. On this halacha, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in Sa'if Dalid, Yesh Shekasu Shenagu Lel Bosh Begam Levanim. He cites the Ramah that there are some people who have the custom to wear white new clothing. Yesh Mekom Shenagim Shalil Bosh Bezav. Some people have the custom not to wear gold. Mitam Lo Yavo Kategor. Because of this position of Lo Yavo Kategor, that a prosecutor should come, should not come and be a sanegor and be a defense attorney. After all, we sin with the golden calf, and therefore we should not wear gold, presumably. So the question, though, is, what about women? Women didn't sin with the golden calf. So the Rav Akiva Eger writes, "V'nashim lo shayach." This halacha doesn't apply to women. The halo nasnu zahav le egel v'chein levim. So not only would women be allowed to wear gold, but also Levium would be allowed to wear gold. The Mate Ephraim disagrees, and he writes that V'lachen gam hanashim ein lov shos begadim chupim zahav. He writes that women also should not wear white, or should not wear garments that are covered in gold. And he says that even though the women were not involved in the sin, nevertheless, ein lachalik bin yonzeh, we should not make distinctions here. Shekol hakol hein blulim nechshavim ke'achad. The entire community is mixed up and considered like one. Now, in the 20th century, there is a tshuva by Bitzel HaChochma of Stern. And in Chelek Vav Siman Gimel, he deals with the following question. What about Din Levishas Mishkafayim B'Miskeres Zahav V'Sha'on Shel Zahav Yom Kippur? Are you allowed to wear glasses that have golden frames, or can you wear a gold watch in Yom Kippur? So he says that seems to me that the custom is, says that he thinks it's pashut, it's obvious that you are allowed to wear it. That's what people are doing. He says, well, it's true, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, there are places that you don't wear gold, that shelo yavo kategor v'nasa sanegor, because we don't want that the prosecuting that which was used for to prosecute against, namely the gold, should be used to try to defend us. It's not good. And he cites the Mate Ephraim that the custom was that people would beautify their kittel, the kittel of the chasanim, with a silver atara, because they would wear it on Yom Kippur and also on the two nights of Pesach during the Haggadah. And he writes that some people made the ataros, the crowns that were on the kittel, from gold, or part of it from gold and part of it from silver. And they didn't realize that you're not supposed to do that. And also, the women who wear white clothing on Yom Kippur, they shouldn't cover them with gold either, and this is the minhag. So this only applies, says the Bitzel HaChochma, when you have a gold that is embroidered on a white garment. However, he writes, Nira kevin she'osim osu lavon al das kashela yalbinu hevei nami dumin demechaper. So the reason why you can't have gold on something that's white on Yom Kippur is because why are you wearing the white? Because it comes, it's like snow, it's time to cleanse you. The symbol of white is a cleansing garment, and when you put gold on it, so you're also reminding yourself of sin. And therefore, he writes that the chol she'eino dumyo demechaper in kapeda laso shel zav, that if the gold is not, or if it's not similar, if the gold is not on something that's you're wearing to be machaper to atone for a sin, then you can make it of gold. It's only an issue if you're wearing the gold on white. And that's why he writes, Me'ata mishkafayim v'shon, v'chok ye'gam, v'shen shbahim shum tzad v'remez, mechaper, ein kapeda shalolof shem shkem shalzav. Therefore, there's no problem wearing a golden watch on Yom Kippur, because you're not wearing gold on white. The goal of your watch is not to serve as some form of atonement by wearing a white, I don't know, a white watch or a white garment and then putting gold on it. That would be a problem. So therefore, he doesn't think that that's a problem. However, he does write that mi she'eino love sha'on shel zav, if you typically don't wear a golden watch, that the only time you wear a golden watch in Shabbos and Yom Tov, then nachon shel yil b'shem yom kippur mishum eimas adin kivimat Ephraim. If you only wear jewelry, like a special jewelry, a gold watch, specifically on Shabbos and Yom Tov, then you shouldn't wear it on Yom Kippur, because you should make it a little less fancy because eimas adin, because of the dread of judgment. If you wear a gold watch during the week, you can wear a Yom Kippur as well. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Simon Tov Reish Yud Seif Katan Tezayin. He writes, "V'nogim shegam anashim lovshim begadim levanim mekiim lechvod yom, aval lo yikashti atzam b'tachshitim shem miskachtim b'hem b'Shabbes v'yom tov b'pnei emas yom adin." He says the custom, and say the women who they also wear nice, clean, white clothing. However, they should not wear jewelry that they normally wear on Shabbos and Yom Tov because of the fear and the dread of the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment. So, in practice, there doesn't seem to be an inherent prohibition about or custom, prohibited prohibition based on a custom of wearing a gold watch or golden jewelry, as long as it's not embroidered on a white garment. However, you should only wear jewelry in Yom Kippur that's normally worn on ordinary weekdays, but not jewelry that you typically wear specifically for Shabbos and Yom Tov.